This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Thank you so much for joining us here on the first broadcast in the month of December. And we are here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. Pacific time here on the Central Coast. You can hear us live on the internet at richarddugan.com. Just click on the Listen Live link. We'll have you tuned in. We're also going to be opening the phone lines this afternoon for 1 hour as we take your calls and offer you some advice, if you will, some helpful advice.
Talk with me. Tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
Understanding where we are, why we are where we are, and where we are going. Who cares where we've been? It's old news. But then again, there are those who like to check out the past, because it'll teach us lessons about our present and our future, and how we've come to this wonderful place we call life, this beautiful journey. We're going to be talking today in studio with a local healer. She is a Reiki master. She has a website called Angel Healing House. We'll give you all of that information. And her name is Candy Hoff, and I want to welcome you to our program. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much for inviting me on your program, Richard.
Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, first of all, is to give us a little bit of a background on how you came to, not so much Santa Barbara, because that we'll get into,
right?
But how you came to this space in your life as a healer. And we've already discussed the issue of the fact that you don't give readings. You're not a psychic.
Right.
But you go to that higher place, that higher self, and you offer people guidance, advice, if you will.
Guidance from a higher perspective.
Mm-hmm. On how they can move forward in their lives if maybe they feel stuck or whatever the case might be. So give us a little background on how that spiritual journey began for you.
Oh, I guess my spiritual journey became evident in that I was not respecting myself. I was dishonoring myself for the majority of 48 years of my life. And I had gotten to myself to such a dark place that I could not keep the life force in myself high anymore, and I would pray all the time to be taken away because life was just too hard. And in essence, because we get what we intend, I got exactly what I put out for, and I went through a walk-in experience in January 2003.
I'm just curious. I want to stop you there. Who'd you pray to?
I prayed to a higher source.
Okay.
I had been brought up in one religion. Mm-hmm. I always thought I was adopted in this family that I was in. I believed in a higher source outside of myself, but within that, I really couldn't find the wherewithal to solve insurmountable problems and to get myself to a place that I felt happy and blissful and peaceful. And I just prayed for a different solution to take me away from all of this.
I think you mentioned that you also had a walk-in experience.
I did, in January 2003, after a four-year destructive, deceitful relationship in which I knew it to be very dishonoring for myself, but I couldn't find a way out of it. It was a meditation that I was in by myself, and I lit the candles at 5:30, and I closed my eyes. And 4 hours later, I opened my eyes. The room was completely dark. The high tapered candles had burned down, and I knew, I felt dazed and confused, but I knew that there was something very odd about the way I felt. In the days to follow, I knew that these were not the clothes that were my style, nor the things in the refrigerator were my taste, the person I was living with. I could see very clearly how destructive and deceitful they were, and things became crystal clear to myself, how much I had been dishonoring myself. I like to say that I suddenly took responsibility for my life. I suddenly forgave others. There was no judgment at all after a life of being critical and defensive and blaming others. I was, for the first time, grateful and appreciative for my blessings, and I love people unconditionally. Now, this was totally 180-degree opposite of what I was before, and it came out within about 2 or 3 days, and I started to honor and respect myself, mm-hmm. and within about 8 to 12 weeks, I distanced myself from this relationship. I sold our business together, and I moved homes, and I started a whole life in which I started to honor myself, basically. And in so doing, my vibrational energy started to get very high, and all the clairs started to coming in, the clairvoyance, the clairsentient, and I started to learn Reiki, and the rest, as I says, is history. Mm-hmm.
So when this experience happened for you, why do you say that it was a walk-in experience as opposed to just, say, an epiphany? An unbelievably profound epiphany.
Okay.
Epiphany.
There are certain characteristics about walk-ins. One of the first things is a lot of walk-ins do take other names. My first name is Claire. And if you had called me Claire before this, I would have said, please, there's something about this I don't like. I think it's because I wasn't clear, and Claire is for clarity. Once the walk-in happened, I have students and I also have clients who exclusively call me Claire, and I answer both. It's a little bit schizophrenic, and I answer both to Claire and Candy, mm-hmm. but I absolutely embrace the name now, Claire. Many walk-ins do change their name. That's one. Most walk-ins will either divorce or they will separate mm-hmm. because you wake up with one person. You go to sleep with one person, and you wake up and you go, ah, you know, who's that person next to me? You know, you don't resonate with that person anymore. Let's take another example. I was born into a Jewish family. I was brought up with traditional Jewish values and traditions. When I woke up, I resonated with everything that was Scottish and Gaelic and Irish and, you know, from that area
of
the world.
Well, and as it should be.
Where did it come from? Where did it come from? It was just like, you know, I had known these things from out of the blue, and I didn't learn it from a book or anything else. And my heart would weep and resonate when I listened to this music. Most walk-ins will change careers and change jobs, but I'm not talking about being a bank teller at WAMU and then suddenly go to, you know, sort of Montecito
right.
Trust
mm-hmm.
or as a receptionist or a bank teller or going on as an electrician. I'm talking about taking something that puts them in to be a best service from a humanitarian point of view.
A more on-purpose life.
Yes, yeah. A very, very focused. And this, and also a lot of walk-ins, they spend their lives not knowing why they're here, what their purpose is. They haven't even plugged into what their passions and their talents are and their gifts. And so they are kind of just wafting through life
yeah.
without any purpose. But when walk-ins come in, they are crystal clear and absolutely laser beam focused on being of service to humanity. And so all these different checklist things for walk-ins, I got 100%. You know, it was like I went for 48 years of not doing any of this, and this is more than an epiphany.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that you are a different
yeah.
person. But besides that, Richard, I remembered what it was like to be across the veil. I came in with full knowing of where we all go after we shed this physical incarnation, and, you know, where we go and our spiritual lessons that we learn and, you know, sitting before the etheric council and all these things. So I came in that with full knowing of this.
So a walk-in is that kind of an experience is all sort of the reverse of what reincarnation would be, in that if those who believe in this in reincarnation, the essence which is inside of me will take on a new body in the next lifetime, whereas in this lifetime, your physical body has taken on two different essences.
Exactly.
It's rather interesting.
Yeah, and it happens also because these souls who cannot keep their life force energy going, a lot of times will suicide and waste the body, and then the advanced spiritual soul will then have to come back and incarnate as a baby and spend all of that time
through the process all
through the
over
process
again.
Of until they can be of greatest service to humanity.
Yeah.
And this way we hit the ground running.
The reason I'm chuckling is because it's kind of like getting ready to go to work, leaving the house, and getting a mile and a half down the road and going, I forgot my cell phone, and I got to go back up the hill, and I get the cell phone, head back down the road. I forgot the eggs for somebody. And those are true stories because that's happened. And it's
exactly.
like, oh, my gosh, we got to have a list
yeah.
so that we don't have to keep going back over and over and again.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be taking some phone calls here on the program. 564-1290 is the phone number, 564-1290. We're here with Candy Hoff, and she's going to be offering you some guidance and advice from the higher self, and we're going to be taking your calls here in just a few moments. We're going to take a break first, and we're going to allow you to dial the number 564-1290, 805-564-1290. If you're listening on the Internet, it's 866-564-1290, because you're probably not in the area. But if you are on the Central Coast in the 805 Exchange, give us a call. We'll take your calls in just a few moments. Candy Huff's my guest, and she is with Angel Healing House. And that, of course, is also the website, angelhealinghouse.com. Stay tuned. Tell me your story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are here with Candy Hoff, and we are going to be taking your phone calls at 805-708-9804. And that is not the correct number, folks. 805-564-1290. 805-564-1290. This is a danger with having too many numbers rolling around in your head. Give us a call. 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are here with Candy Hoff, and we are going to be taking your phone calls at 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story, streaming live on the Internet. You can listen live. You can also hear these programs following the broadcast and other programs we've already done at richarddugan.com. That's Richard, D-U-G-A-N.com. And you go to the radio shows page and just flip through the programs that we've done, the guests that we've had, and gather some information. And this interview with Candy Hoff will be available a few minutes after the broadcast is over. Now, we are going to be taking your calls if you're outside the area at 866-564-1290. That's 866-564-1290. Once again, locally, it's 805-564-1290. Candy, I referred to you as a healer,
yes.
But that is... It's inaccurate.
It's a misnomer, actually.
A misnomer. All right, we'll go with that.
Or whatever semantics you want to use. But I don't like to use the word healer. I'd rather call myself a healing practitioner, because everyone has the ability to heal from within. And therefore, I'm not teaching anybody anything that they don't already know inside. I'm just holding their hand, basically, while they awaken up. And wake up to this ancient wisdom that they have within, because that's the responsibility and the accountability of being responsible for our own emotional well-being and our own physical well-being.
I found it that it's like a confirmation. It's like, okay, if I already know this, if I can go to, so to speak, an outside source,
right.
Technically speaking,
mm-hmm.
Your source is my source.
Right.
But because our egos, our physical human body and mind, see the separation, and we make those distinctions.
Exactly.
If I can go to an outside source and get some kind of confirmation about what I'm feeling, it gives me a little bit more confidence.
Well, in our society, we're constantly told to get our identities outside of external set of rules. We're told to dress like what appears in the media, and what to eat, and what car to drive, and everything else in this consumeristic, materialistic world that we live in. And so, you know, we deny ourselves. We constantly deny ourselves. So when you go to somebody like a healing practitioner, they help you to get more in touch, and they help you to be much clearer. And through my sessions, the raising of the vibrational energies will help you to be more clear and more focused, to be able to listen to that inner wisdom, that ancient wisdom, and your intuition, so that you'll be able to follow the path of your life and see the synchronistic diamonds, which I call them, right in front of your eyes.
Now, we don't focus on the current events of the day. The only aspect of current events right now that I'm going to refer to is everybody knows what's going on, both in this country and around the world. And when I hear the news, I'm not afraid.
You choose, because you've chosen to see things from a higher perspective. And actually, in actual fact, things in the world have to be horrific in order for people to wake up. Mm-hmm. Because as human beings, spiritual beings having a human experience with our egos, the majority of the time, we only learn things through contrast. If the lessons came easy, they wouldn't be a blip on our radar screen. We wouldn't take any notice of them.
Mm-hmm.
So things have to be so immensely bad in the world and horrific for people to say, hold on, we can't live in these kind of conditions which are not, beneficial for humanity and also environmentally safe conditions. Let's do something about it. And for the first time ever, people have awakened to not waiting for leaders, being the change that they want to see in the world and taking the mantle on themselves.
I see great opportunities. I don't know what they are. As I've stated before on this program, I know there's another way to live. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm searching for it, and I know that it'll come. But it just seems to me that even if I listen to folks who went through the trauma and the drama of the 1930s, first of all, yes, a lot of people didn't work. They didn't have jobs, but they found other ways to survive, if you will, to use that term. But also there were a lot of people who did still have jobs. They did continue to work. And though it was minimal, the infrastructure, it went on.
Things changed.
But I find it fascinating how people in those positions of leadership want to continue to solve the problems using the methods that got us here in this drama that we're faced, that we're experiencing now. Again, and I'm going, well, wait a minute, hold it, wait. We have an opportunity to do something new and exciting and different.
What do they say? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the height of lunacy.
Keep putting that videotape in a machine and wait for a different ending. The only way you get alternate endings is on a DVD.
In order for things to change, things have to change.
That's right.
And that's why the contrast. But you are able to see things from a higher perspective. And that's what raising the vibrational energy in somebody, you know, will do in somebody else.
Yeah.
People can read all kinds of New Age or self-help books. They could listen to the tapes. They could meditate. They could do whatever they want. But it's all going to be for naught if they keep replaying sadness, bitterness, regret, resentment, and anger, which keeps them anchored in the past and always reacting and looking behind themselves instead of seeing what is magically and synchronistically right in front of their eyes.
We have people who lost their homes in this latest fire here on the Central Coast, the Tea Fire. And I've spoken with a couple of them who have some amazing attitude. I mean, yes, they're saddened by the loss of their things, but it's like they say, I lost those things, but I get to start over.
And I have
an opportunity to work with almost a clean slate.
And it's not only starting over, it's also we have to get to the stage sometime to lose everything to really appreciate those things that are most important to us in life. Our family, love, and our connection, and that's it. You know, everything else is disposable.
Yeah.
And if you're not balanced and if you don't have that gratitude and appreciation on that very high level, then things will be taken away for you in order for you to appreciate and then have that different perspective.
I know there's also a spiritual concept where, barring going to that extreme, in a home in particular, you gather things, you bring things in. In order for the flow to be maintained, things also have to continue to go out.
Exactly.
And if so, it's not just the garbage, but it's also, well, I bought a stack of new clothes just the other day. All right, so I've got to go through and I got to take this stack of old clothes and don't throw them out. Take them to someone who can use them,
exactly.
Whether it's an individual. I did that, 6 months ago. I bought a bunch of shirts, new shirts, and I went through my closet, and I still had a bunch of shirts in there that were still virtually new, and I was walking down the street one morning on my morning walk, and I just gave them to a guy who I knew could use them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just do that kind of thing, and you keep the flow moving through
so
your
whether
life.
So whether it's books or whether it's, you know, books you haven't read or to pass along or, as you say, clothing or just different things, it's very freeing when you do that. Actually, that's one of the first things that I tell people after they're, you know, sort of separated or divorced or whatever, and they're still living with all of those things, that every time they look at them, those things from their previous relationship, you know, it's like stabbing them in the heart or whatever. So I said, if you cannot pass them along to somebody else, photo frames and mementos and things that, you know, you shared once upon a time in, you know, your fairy tale beginning, I said, then at least box them up and put them away so that you can start with that fresh slate. And then after a while, you know, you'll look in different directions and new things will come to you. And then you'll look in the boxes and go, why am I hanging on to all this garbage?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know that when you move, they say that if you have boxes you haven't opened in 1 year,
don't even
bother opening them, get rid of them.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would agree with that 100%. I would still do your suggestion. I would open it up and then evaluate, go through it, going, yeah, why am I keeping this? Okay, it's time for this box to go.
To go.
Because you may find some things that you didn't realize you'd packed in there that are very important to you.
And the only way we can keep, I like to equate our lives with ponds. And our ponds need to have that beautiful water clear and flowing through it.
Yeah.
The only way to keep our ponds clear is to keep the levees up with new things, exciting things, and things that make us have that wonderment of an enchantment of childhood, you know, that get us excitement. If you close those levees down and you keep replaying the same patterns and also not experiencing, not stepping out, not having faith that you're always provided for, you're always abundant, and you will always be where you're meant to be, all of those universal spiritual laws, then you close those levees off and it's like you're sitting in a stagnant diseased pond, and people sit there and then they wonder why they're so unhappy. They wonder why they can't make movement forward. In order to make movement, you got to make movement forward. I like to say that many times when I'm in session with somebody, I see their angels, and they come in with their own angels. I have my choir of angels, which I call my posse. Okay, they're with me the whole time,
and
they give me guidance and what have you. But I see other people's angels behind them, and this is how they stand, Richard. Not a word of a lie. They stand with their arms folded, and they just stare. They stare at the person as they lament, oh, you know, my mother, it's because my mother did this, and it's because my ex, and I blame this, and my situation, and now I got this illness in my life. And they just stand there with their arms folded, and it's like, do something, make some movement forward. Because we have free will and free choice, the angels cannot help you and present you with synchronistic diamonds, I call them, the people and the situation and the connections you need to really live an absolutely free-flowing, abundant, beautiful life unless you make some movement forward. They can only present you and as long as you show them which direction you want. And most people just sit there.
Yeah.
They wait.
Well, hopefully you're not waiting. Give us a call, 564-1290. That's 805-564-1290 if you'd like to ask Candy a question. You can also call outside the area, 866-564-1290. AngelHealingHouse.com is the website. If you want to get in touch with Candy following this broadcast, you can do that through the website. There is an email address as well. And we are also going to give out your phone number later on in the program so we don't get people confused with the call-in number, which is 805-564-1290. And we're going to take your calls when you give us a call. You can ask Candy a question. She'll give you some suggestions, some advice from, again, the higher self. I'm curious, the higher self, and that my studies have taken me to understand that there are various libraries. There's the Akashic Records, and then the list starts to unfold from there.
Right.
Is that where a lot of this information, and is it stored, or it's just kind of hovering there, or, I mean, it's just available for everyone to access?
The Akashic Records actually hold the contracts of all of our incarnations. And so they're sort of housed away, but they can be accessed. But when you say your higher self, this is the self that that knows what is most beneficial to you and what would be the next little baby step. What I call the next jewel to pick up and point you in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to see the whole staircase in order to take that first step forward. And that's what stops people absolutely immediately
in
their
tracks. They want to see the end.
They want to see the end.
Yeah.
And if we knew it all, why the hell are we here? You know,
exactly.
it's like it's so nice to be surprised. And I guess that's why the saying, come to me as a child. Because come to me as a child, if you have that childhood or that childlike wonderment and enchantment, you're always in a state of heightened excitement. Your vibrations are high, and they're abundant, they're excitable, and you then bring those same exciting, abundant wonderment and wonderful things drawing to yourself. So in that higher self, whatever you want to call it. Some people call it God, divine source. It's a funny story. I actually had a client once. He had an Irish accent. I don't know if you're familiar with the Irish comedian Billy Connolly. Mm-hmm. But he spoke exactly like him. And when I started talking about God, he said, oh, Candy, can't call it God. And I said, oh, why ever not? And he says, oh, because when I was a young boy, I was an altar boy, I was interfered with by the priests. So I can't call it God. And I was younger in those days, and I would thought, okay, you don't have to call it God. You can call it whatever you want. And he said, with a glint in his eye, he said, can I call it Popeye? So I said, okay, we have our Popeye consciousness, our Popeye connectedness, and there's Buddha and Shiva and Ra, and it's all going up to the one source. So the name really doesn't matter. But when you connect with that, and it will absolutely flow you through life beautifully and present you. Mind you, Richard, you will just because you're able to listen to your intuition doesn't mean that you won't have challenges, but you'll see them not as problems, and you'll take responsibility and see that for every action, there is a reaction, and you'll be able to see quantum physics, the laws of attraction, energy inside, energy outside. So you're continually painting the reality of your life in every single second. Most people choose to live from a reactive point of view.
Mm-hmm.
They choose not to see how limitless and boundless they are, and they choose not to put their focus on what they want. To use an analogy, it's like you've chosen to be in a car race, and everybody else has a normal car, except you've, of course, chosen the million-dollar Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the race starts, and the checkered flag comes down. 3, 2, 1, the race is on, except you've chosen to face your car in the opposite direction. There's no amount of revving your motor nor million-dollar technology which is going to get you to win the race, because you're always looking behind you, reacting to anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, and failing to see what's exactly right in front of you. So the more my clients realize this and firmly close doors on the past, then they can start to take responsibility and act proactive to life instead of reacting to it.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we're all working on. We're all working to kind of get over that hurdle. And
I was going to also say that there's another sneaky area. Just because you choose to close doors firmly on the past, mm-hmm. and you can see it from Bless It and all that wonderful stuff,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people... And the amount of stress and tension in the world is in everyday life is incredible. Another sneaky area which will take you away from living in the now is worry and control. Okay? You're actually putting your focus in the future on things which haven't happened and probably won't happen. And so that's using some part of your 24-hour energy clock, taking off the intention and the focus of what you want and putting it on worry and control. And so that completely takes you away from being proactive to your life. I like to say, if you worry and control, you're telling God he's not doing a good enough job.
And he just laughs and says, I don't care. It's not my problem. You did this to yourself.
Yeah, so
I'm just
it's
up
like
you're kind of watching it.
In that aha moment when you stop living in the past and you stop living in the future to the only place that you can affect, which is the nanosecond of the now, then you can really intend for your life whatever it is that that you want.
I tell you, if you want a true example, a truer example of living in that nanosecond, get a dog. Let me tell you, when we come home and we say and we let the dogs in the house, they are, it's like we've been gone forever, but we're here now, and they are just in that moment saying hello to us and the cats, and they're just having the grandest of times.
Yeah.
No matter what happened out there, if the two of them got into any kind of a scuffle, and they're pals and they get along real well, that's not now. This is now with us. Yeah. And it's really exciting. It really is. So if you want to live in the nanosecond of now, get a dog.
Well, that's because dogs have no ego.
That's right.
They're absolutely pure, and they're not here to learn anything. They're here to teach us.
Yeah.
I was also going to say that for those pet owners out there, a lot of my clients have told me that their pets have departed in this past year, and there is a spiritual reason for that. Because we have reached critical mass on the planet, The animals don't have to hold that light anymore for humanity, and a large amount of our pets have been choosing to leave the planet in 2008.
Interesting. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm here with Candy Huff, and we are talking to you by phone. If you will give us a call at 805-564-1290, 805-564-1290. You can also call us if you're listening to us live on the Internet, streaming at richarddugan.com, 866-564-1290, 866-564-1290. Amrita's here with us in the studio, and we're actually enjoying having a guest in studio. I like talking with the folks on the phone. That's a wonderful thing. Never want to put that down, but it's so much nicer to have the energy in the room of the individual, as well as with Amrita here and myself. And your phone calls at 866-564-1290 and 805-564-1290. This is Tell Me Your Story. You can check out her website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Angelhealinghouse.com. All one word. No hyphens, no dashes. It's all one word. And we'll give your phone number out near the end of the program again, so people don't get confused about that. But the website is there. Your email address is there as well,
yep.
And they can touch base with you
Absolutely.
About anything that we've talked about or
yep.
That we or haven't talked about.
Yes, we haven't talked about.
I'm curious, kind of shifting gears a little bit, and again, wanting to keep this on the upbeat, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
In these, quote, during, I'm going to refer to it as this drama that we're in right now.
Right.
Okay? What is your best advice for helping us to stay out of the whirlpool? No, not so much. Well, yes, the drama, but out of the whirlpool that seems to permeate when people start talking about the details of the drama,
mm-hmm.
and you start to get sucked in and you start throwing out your opinions, oh, we ought to do this and they shouldn't do that, and I can't believe that they're going to, and next thing you know, you're just as into the conversation about what's happening, which isn't going to change anything.
No.
It only generates more of the negativity, more of the fear. It brings you down. It makes you feel heavier,
mm-hmm.
maybe even sick to your stomach.
Yeah,
I know that's happened to some people. That
yep.
it just makes them ill, makes them nauseous.
Yeah. Well, the greatest thing that that I can tell somebody is to practice the art of detachment and the art of allowing. And if you've got a pen or a piece of paper or a pencil, please write these things down and refer to these spiritual laws, because they will help you innumerably in these times or any times that you go through in your life that you find to be challenging rather than problematic.
And this would apply to anybody
this
who's
would
experienced
apply
any,
to any
a loss.
Anything, a loss, bankruptcy, divorces, illnesses, whatever it is.
Job.
Okay. The first
yeah.
one, Richard, I would tell people that you are more divinely guided, protected, and loved than you ever possibly can imagine in your life. Okay, you are a spiritual being having a human experiencing, and you're playing the human game. And I can guarantee you nobody gets to play the human game without writing in their contract that they must have spirit guides and angels around them, so they are protected and guided. Now I hear lots of people out there saying, if I'm so protected, why did I have to get my lung cut out because of lung cancer? Well, maybe 20 years ago, that little voice inside of you said, well, maybe it's not such a good idea to smoke. And then 5 years after that, you get a cough and you go, your intuition tells you maybe I should give up. And then you get a rattle in your chest. Alarm bells keep going off. That's the responsibility part of it. But the angels cannot interfere with free will and free choice. Okay. And also, you wouldn't learn morality, responsibility, accountability if you weren't presented with contrast in your life. And the only way we learn of most of the time is contrast. You'll walk down the street, fall in a hole. Okay, you might fall in the hole two or three more times, but on about the fourth or fifth time, you'll know to go around it. Okay. So the first one is you're protected and guided. Number two is your life is merely the sum total of your choices. There have been people during the Depression and in economic recessions and in all kinds of times that have still made money. They have tweaked what they did. they have changed it in a little way, and then they have gone down a different path. It teaches you to be resourceful. It teaches you that you are limitless and boundless. It's just in order for things to change, you have to change. So your choices, that's not who you really are. They don't qualify and quantify who you authentically are. And in any moment, you can write a new script for yourself. Most people don't do this because they are weighed down so vibrationally by getting caught in that drama. You can choose not to get caught in it. The third one is your abundance or lack, especially in these times, is a direct result of your thoughts, your feelings, and things you say. So if you think you don't have, if you think you don't have enough, and if you talk about not having enough, and you watch the news, and you watch all these doom and gloom things, then you will not have enough. The more you can say, thank you, God, for my abundance, thank you, Source, thank you, angels, thank you, whatever you want, for my great, wonderful wealth and prosperity, then you're telling the universe what you intend for your life. And so this is quantum physics. This is not New Age mumbo jumbo. The fourth is that you are, and this will increase your wealth innumerably. Those people that express their gratitude and appreciation for the things that they already have will be given more. Okay, in this way, we are no different than little children who sit in the whole room full of toys and scream at their mother that she has to go run out and get them a new toy. You know, I'm a mother. I would look at this kid and say, you won't get anything until you appreciate what you have. And so in that way, you have that appreciation and gratitude for the things you have, and you will be given more. And the fifth one, and I don't know if this is the most important one, for us to remember that things happen in divine timing, not in our timing. And knowing that, I love the quote that says, that which is yours, or that which you intend and focus on, will come to you. And it doesn't, it actually hurts and takes away from you if you're envious about somebody else. That is theirs to come to them. So again, it doesn't say, not to say when it, and it doesn't state that it, you know, is going to be hard, mm-hmm. that, you know, any time at when and how it's going to come to you, it states that it will come to you. So you must intend it and have the faith that it will happen. And I like this, the only way we have faith is by having faith. There is no other way to learn it. And those people that have it and put their intention on it, I wrote a decree after I had my walk-in experience, and I said, thank you, God, for my twin flame relationship and marriage, because my mother was my soulmate and my exes were my soulmates. I didn't want to compromise anymore when it came to having that divine complement in my life. And I wrote down my healing practice. I wrote down the characteristics of what I wanted my life to look like. And 8 months later, I manifested everything on that because I raised my vibrational energy and I put my intention on it. And I teach people. I help them remember how to do this because we all come in with this knowledge.
It's very interesting. We're always looking for a manual of some sorts, and of course we don't come into this world with a manual. Mm. At least we're looking for that physical book, you know, the thing that we can carry in our back pocket or put it in our library somewhere. So that aspect is true. We don't come with a manual, but there is a manual of sorts, and that's when we do go to our intuition, our higher self, and we just listen. It doesn't take much. Of course, I remember writing something to the effect that I'm not only going to listen to my intuition, but I'm also going to heed its promptings because it doesn't do any good if you're given direction if you don't follow the direction that you're given.
And also something which we knew as children, if we were doing something which made us happy, we continued to do it.
Yeah.
If something didn't make us happy as a child, we would have to be dragged to it, whether it was piano lessons or whatever it was. We did not want to do it. And as adults, we're just big children. Yeah. Follow your emotional barometer.
Yeah.
If it doesn't make you happy, don't do it. Ipso facto, if you're watching the television and between the war and everything else, it makes you feel like vomiting, turn it off.
Yeah.
It's not helping your immune system, and it's not doing you any good. Go out and listen to the birds sing.
You know, I have to ask the question of the number. There was over 1 million people, they say. Those are the numbers that they're throwing out, who, I guess, in this last year or last few months have lost their jobs in this country alone.
Right.
So I have to ask the question of these people, did you really like the job
exactly.
you had, or was it the worst thing, but it was the only thing, and it's your father did it, and his father did it, and his father did it, and so you do it, but it isn't really, it wasn't calling you.
Exactly.
So now, guess what? You get to start over.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think that's one of the greatest lines from the movie City Slickers. They talked about a do-over.
Yeah.
It's a do-over.
It's a do-over.
You get to start and do it from a kid's perspective. I love the PSA that was out a number of years ago. They would have these kids in different scenes. A boy was out in the dirt playing with his trucks, and a girl was in her dollhouse doing medical things with her dolls, what have you, and so forth. Then they would shift to an adult.
Yeah.
The boy who was playing in the dirt is now a contractor, and the girl is now working in a hospital.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist
yeah.
to figure this out.
Yeah.
As like you say.
Yeah.
Candy Hoff is my guest, and we are talking about how to live our lives on purpose. We're going to continue doing that here on the program. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay with us, and we will be right back. This is Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and you are listening to the program that comes your way every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. It's available online at richarddugan.com. You can click live on the listen link, live, I should say, and hear the program. Or you can go to the radio show's link, and you can listen to the archived programs. And there are almost a year and a half worth of programs on that link, so check it out. Stay with us. We're going to be back in just a moment. Tell Me Your Story. Candy Hoff is my guest here in studio. I'm joined also by Amrita, and we're here talking about angelhealinghouse.com. And she is a Reiki master, and she is a healing practitioner.
Yeah.
And she will assist you and support you and give you the guidance that can assist you in this life to move forward. We have only just a few minutes left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to share something that I guess gives people that sort of moment of epiphany or aha moment. So go right ahead.
It does. And each one of us has the ability to create a beautiful life for ourselves. And we instinctively know what our passion is and what makes our hearts sing. So this inner wisdom can only be accessed by going within. This poem I'm about to read is written by a metaphysician, quite a deeply spiritual man, and I was clever enough to choose him as my father. The poem is called The Wisdom God Placed in Your Soul. Whenever you stumble or falter or fumble or fail to advance to your goal, take a moment in prayer and see past the despair to the wisdom God placed in your soul. When you're cut or confused and your ego is bruised and you feel that you're out of control, yet this feeling's not true. There's a you within you. It's the wisdom God placed in your soul. There are times you are so low there seems no place to go. Still, there's one place you always can stroll. When there's nowhere to hide, just go inside to the wisdom God placed in your soul. In the silence, you'll find peace beyond peace of mind, the courage to make yourself whole. It's a counsel unique that you don't have to seek. It's the wisdom God placed in your soul. Only few come to know that gratuitous glow from the knowledge of life's earthly role. Yet we all get to try to decipher the why in the wisdom God placed in your soul.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That is very beautiful. I want to give people an opportunity to get in touch with you. You have not only a website, but you also have a phone number for people they can dial. Now, you are local.
I am local.
So ignore the area code.
I have my office in downtown. I only moved here about 3 months ago, three or 4 months ago. I'm in downtown Santa Barbara, Chapala Street, and the number is 831-277-3713. 831-277-3716.
Again, 831-277-3716. The website, once again, is angelhealingheart.com.
Angel Healing House.
What did I? Angel Healing House. It should probably help you to heal your heart, too.
Yes.
angelhealinghouse.com. The number again, 831-277-3716. Here in Santa Barbara, California. But she can certainly assist you and support you and give you the advice and the guidance that will help you from anywhere in the world. So
yes.
Touch base with her.
And there's distant healing as well. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. As Reiki Masters, we're very, very acquainted with absentee healings and distance healings and those kinds of things.
Yes.
And those are kind of remarkable things. I mean, we don't have time to go into a lot of explanation, but they just are.
They're
marvelous.
Yeah.
And again, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Any last words in about 20, 30 seconds?
Okay. If you have garnered anything from this interview, please put your emphasis on how grateful and appreciative you are for the things that you already have, because like the elusive butterfly, when you run after it, it will not come to you. But when you are grateful for what you have, you will be given more. And that's the secret.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Thank you very much for having me,
Richard.
And
we hope to have you back again. Hope folks will give you a call. Again,
wonderful.
That number for Angel Healing House, and that's .com for the website, 831-277-3716. Again, 831-277-3716. That is going to put a wrap on this particular edition of Tell Me Your Story. We'll be back next week, and we're going to talk a little bit about the gift of grief. If you can believe that, well, we hope you do, and we hope you'll join us. And I will ask you to join us and join us on the website, richarddugan.com. D-U-G-A-N is the Richard Dugan part. And email me, richard@richarddugan.com. Until next Saturday at this same time, have yourselves a great week and happy holidays to all of you and a Merry Christmas. Love to all. Bye-bye.